All right, guys, it's ChBD, Shipwreck, and special guest star Ben Gilbert from, I don't even know where you work now, Ben.
I work at Business Insider. Business Insider.
You don't know even. You don't even know.
No, it's a little confusing. It'll change soon, probably.
We may know you from other publications such as?
Joystick and Engadget and, I don't know, the Philadelphia Weekly at some point.
Nobody knows you from that publication. Anyway, we are here on the first pre-3 day, and we're going to talk to you about the Nintendo World Championships and the Bethesda press conference event thing. So I'm going to give it to Shipwreck now, because I did not go to the Nintendo World Championships, but Ben and Shipwreck did.
Yeah, I hadn't planned on going to it. It was just that your plane hadn't landed yet, and it was right next door, and I could just walk in. So
convenient.
Yes. I'm a big fan of not waiting in line for things. There was people waiting in line. I saw them. They waited for probably about 2 or 3 hours out there. In the sun. And they were very excited about it. They had a lot of Nintendo shirts, at the very minimum. Most had Nintendo hats. There was a Princess Peach. She was the best cosplayer.
She was decked out.
You saw her, right?
I did see her. Yeah. Couldn't miss her. She had an umbrella.
A little closer to
Yeah, let's hang out. Hey.
Put your arm around each other.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
No, not that close.
All right. So I went in. I only saw some of the pre-show, I guess. I don't know what I saw. I was in there watching people.
That's most of what the show is about, right? So the Nintendo World Championships were this thing they used to do, and they stopped doing 20 years ago, right? Something like that? 25 years ago. And then they brought it back this year. I don't really know what the particular reason was. It's kind of based on that movie, The Wizard.
The Wizard was kind of based off of Nintendo.
Is it vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's vice versa.
Okay. So, anyway, it's like this weird championship where they decide arbitrarily a bunch of games to play against each other, and it was kind of neat. I don't know. I mean, I thought it was fine. Like, people were really excited. Reggie showed up. People were very excited about that. People were very excited about Miyamoto showing up. Mm-hmm. You had some tacos.
Yes, once Chibi got close, I just got up and walked out and had some tacos instead.
It seems like a reasonable.
I'm not an esports guy, so I'm right. Not.
Those aren't even esports.
I mean, it's the same type of thing, though. It's watching people play video games.
Right. That was what was hard for me. At like a certain point, I got like kind of bored just watching people play video games against each other, and it's not like maybe I'm just not an esports guy, right? Like I don't watch MOBAs either against each other, and even when I'm watching games that I like really like, I like Splatoon, I like Mario Kart 8, and I don't really want to watch people play that competitively either, not in a theater anyway. But it was cool. The people there were excited.
Do you think Nintendo was sort of testing the waters to see if they could be like an esports company?
I don't really know. Like, that was what I was kind of trying to figure out. Like, so much of it hinged on nostalgia, but it's nostalgia for something that was so long ago. Like, it's something that I barely remember, and I'm 30, right? Like, were you big into the Nintendo World Championships when you were kids?
No, it never came near me.
There you go.
Just like now.
Right, just like now. Like,
sure.
Although there was a guy from Ohio in these. I guess he went to the Chicago qualifier or whatever.
Man, that's a long trip.
It's a 5-hour trip.
That's no joke.
Yeah, to go to a Best Buy.
You were in Long Island. There was some out there, right?
Queens, I believe. Queens. Long Island City, I think.
Okay. So you weren't excited about the Nintendo World Championships in the 90s?
I was in college in the 90s.
In the early 90s, you were in college?
I graduated in 95.
That's okay. Fair enough.
I'm old.
Fair enough. All right. Chibi's old. So
I was playing NHL hockey in college professionally.
That's
semi-professionally.
You were reenacting the scene from Swingers, but in real life.
We did that first.
There
actually, they copied us.
Okay,
those fuckers.
I don't know. It sounded fun.
Like it was.
It was
fun.
Definitely fun. It seemed like more of a fan event though than like a let's see if we can do an esports event. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
How many fans were there like when the thing was actually going on? Because 15 minutes prior to it starting, I would estimate about 750 people.
I think that's right. Like the theater was not full. It was at the Microsoft Theater, as it's called now, which is a little awkward at LA Live. It used to be the Nokia Theater at LA Live. Interestingly, Nintendo, I think, listed it as the Nokia Theater at LA Live.
I noticed that in reading all the press releases, there was no mention of Microsoft anywhere.
I would imagine. So that was there was probably like, 750, 800, something like that. Maybe if I was going to venture a guess, but it was like the theater was not full. They'd closed off whole portions of the theater because like there was not enough people to fill it out. I don't think they were expecting those people, in fairness, but yeah.
Right, it's just it's an interesting thing to be there live and see how they're working the cameras to show, like, look at this big crowd.
Of course. Yeah. They have a boom set up, like, over the crowd, and they are careful to measure that. I mean, I was there with a video guy, and he was doing the same thing, so I get it. You want to show, like, the spectacle, right? Not like, we've got a bunch of empty seats over here. But yeah, it was a fan event. Fans seemed super excited. There was a lot of people wearing Luigi hats and whatever, and that's cool. That's fine.
If you get that, like that. Street passing.
Lots of street passing going on.
I was really upset when I realized that I forgot my 3DS before I took it over there.
Until they remove that 10 persons at a time cap, I'm just never going to bother it. It's just work, exactly. It's like a job I have to keep taking care of throughout the day. It's like Clash of Clans or something.
Well, what else were you doing there, though?
Working. Actual work. Real work. Like, taking photos.
You couldn't have been working that entire time.
I was not, no. There's no way. It was too long. It was like 3 hours. And there's only so many photos you can take of people looking, like, excitedly at a screen in the distance or whatever. But I'm more excited to hear about the Bethesda press conference, which I was not at, that you both were at.
It was fantastic, like, as far as content-wise. Yeah. They had it out in Hollywood, which...
It was not fantastic.
It takes... Like, it's not very far from here, but it takes, what, 45 minutes maybe to get there?
If there's anything we talk to... I mean, it's a Sunday night, right? So you don't expect any traffic. But she said if there's anything going on nearby, then it affects it. So there was, like, a concert nearby, and then there was an accident right past the concert. Anyway, nobody cares.
But yeah, nobody cares. And we just... took forever. We just kind of come off being whiny, but yeah, it's just like... That was the only downside to it, really.
Right, but the content that they had got everybody excited. They led with Doom, and
Doom looked really cool to me. That looks like something I want to play a lot.
Genuine surprise. I am actually surprised to hear that from somebody.
Really? Did you not
see it? I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? Oh, okay.
That's why I'm
right. Oh, okay.
It looks like it's not going to look like that when you play it on your console, is what it looks like. It looks like you don't have enough money to buy a PC that could make it look like that.
So... Right, like the textures and the lighting.
It looks like on another... It's the textures. I mean, you can't... There's only so much you can pull out of the textures.
Are you running like two 980s?
It's not going to be enough for that. I mean, that's...
What?
He's got like... They must have like two Titan X's in there or more.
Right.
Or the new 980 Ti's. Like,
what's that, like $1,500 for the Titan X or something?
They're 1,000 each.
1,000 each, okay. Yeah. So still, like, that's insane. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm sure they had at least... two or four of high-end video cards in there. But it looked crazy. I mean, the fire looked amazing.
It looked amazing.
Just the surface of the rocks and everything.
Sure.
I mean, it looked like when you render video or like those blur cutscenes that cost $500,000. That's what the background
Not the game blur, but the studio that makes like fancy cutscenes.
Like the one that made it for Dishonored, too.
Right. Yeah. But they went back to like fast-paced Doom. It's no more flashlight or like...
Okay.
Right. It's like, more about going from demon to demon with a shotgun and pop the head off, slow motion, weapon change, pop the next guy's head off with a different gun.
With a lot of melee kills as well. Right. Which I actually got like a little chuckle out of the one, which is... Like, after a while, you've seen all these, like...
Right. Which one did you like the best?
I liked the tearing the guy's leg off and then stomping him in the head with his own foot.
That sounds pretty all right.
Yeah.
That sounds like... what's that? Bulletstorm? Like,
yeah, it has some Bulletstorm, definitely, type of gameplay in there.
Okay. Like, not over the top in a good way.
Yeah, but I mean, still...
Didn't he also pull out a guy's heart and then make him eat it?
Yes. What? Yes, he did. And
it was like a boss or something.
That sounds fantastic.
Or a bigger guy.
I'm on board for that. Okay.
And then he blew up. He burped first, and then maybe...
Yeah, he burped. It had some humor to it.
Yeah, it seemed cool. It seemed fun.
So they showed, like, a trailer for Doom?
No, it's gameplay.
It's all gameplay.
Yeah, a lot. It was like a half hour of Doom.
It was a lot of Doom. And then they showed the multiplayer, which is very fast, but also an emphasis.
It's like a Quake style almost.
Yeah, very, very fast.
And there's like vertical climbing and stuff as well.
Huh. Is it supposed to be coming to consoles?
Yeah.
Huh.
And you can make your own levels on the consoles, like, very easily. But they did show, like, when they showed that stuff, it did not look anything like what the single-player graphics look like.
Sure.
And you could see they were using it on Xbox because the color-coded... That was Shipwreck's water, by the way. He didn't just shit his pants.
At least I
actually thought you shit your pants there for a second. I was like, how are we going to handle this? He shit his pants.
Keep recording. Do
and he's
it.
Sitting on my couch. and now he's going to spit it out. the multiplayer, it just like, on the, you could tell it was the Xbox One version, and it looked like a different game. Like, didn't have any of the effects. Still going there?
So they showed that for like half an hour?
They showed that a lot of fucking Doom.
Yeah. I think they wanted to get it out there and show people like, hey, you should be interested in this game. It's coming out in spring.
Yeah. So, and remember, they don't have, they're not doing appointments this year at Bethesda, right? Right. So they want to get this shit, they got to spend a half an hour in an auditorium.
Right.
They also have to do that because the last time they showed Doom, it was like literally 2 seconds of a monster being like, wah! And that's it. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And before that, it was like leaks for years of old footage. So that's smart, though. I mean, that sounds like a good thing to do.
Right. What do they show next after Doom?
Battle Cry, I think.
Right. That's coming.
They agree with you, I think, because they showed it for maybe 2 minutes.
It was the perfect amount.
It was like...
Battleborn.
Battleborn? No. Battle Cry.
Are those different games?
Yes. Those are different games.
Okay.
Battleborn is the one you should be excited for.
Okay.
And Battle Cry is the free-to-play online.
Okay. Are they both Bethesda?
No. Battleborn is 2K. It's Gearbox.
Okay, yes. Gearbox. Understood. I got it all now. All right.
So yeah, they did not spend much time on Battlecry, which makes me wonder like how they feel, like the developers on that. They're like,
because the other games are getting fucking huge applause. Hip Hop Gamer, like we located him. He was sitting on the other side of the auditorium,
screaming.
I heard him when they announced the Fallout. What was it? Was it the Fallout Collector's Edition? No, it was. It was something that was. Oh no, it was the definitive edition of the Fallout 2.
When they announced the remastered version.
I was like, wait, what?
Why?
I don't know. But I was like, there he is. Bam. Bam. And he was completely on the other side of the auditorium.
Of course.
It was great. Red sweat, red shirt right there, second row.
Ridiculous.
So they showed Dishonored also.
Yeah.
I think
it's called Dishonored 2, actually.
Dishonored 2.
Also. Right. Dishonored also totally would be a great name for it. Yeah, you can play as a girl character now.
Yes, but no gameplay. It was all rendered, pre-rendered.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to show. It
that's
looked
not
like
this year. That's like a next holiday or something, right?
Right.
At the earliest.
This year is the definitive edition of the first one.
Oh,
for Xbox One and PS4. Yeah, that's... so they're going to do that.
How do you guys feel about all these? I'm sorry.
It just depends on if you like the game.
Or if you played
it
or not.
But like, yeah. It's just, I don't know. I agree with all of those things. I just, at a certain point, you keep hearing it and you're like, all right, come on, let's go.
You want the new stuff,
forward.
But
yeah.
It takes 4 or 5 years to make the new stuff. So
yes, it does.
You gotta wait.
Indeed, it does.
So Dishonored, whatever, they didn't show any real footage, but it looked like promising. Looked like, I like the Darkness 2 arms that you get if you play as the girl.
Oh,
yeah.
So you can do, like, grapple arm, but also, like, creeper sliding on the floor.
Right, and at one point she'd pick somebody up with one of them. And
yeah,
was, like,
yeah,
it
really
the other
looked
one.
Like
yeah.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Darkness 2 is good. That's not a bad thing.
Nope.
Totally fine.
And what else?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Still a game.
They actually went past... They're smart. Like,
they went past that pretty quickly, too. Yeah. They're like, here are some screens of our new Winter Wonderland.
They didn't even have any of the devs there. It was just, like, pre-recorded.
Because they were back home, they said, working, because since it just launched for
consoles.
Right,
there's three people on one of the servers. They got to make sure. It's,
Somebody's playing it. Isn't Bombat playing it?
No.
Didn't he just get it?
No.
Oh, well.
It didn't look that bad from what they showed.
It's a good game. It's just I don't want to play it.
Some of the the locations look very similar, like. Ones that they show just they all look the
well
same.
it looks like Elder Scrolls a lot of Elder Scrolls looks the same
true
it's the MMO side that's pushing you away
like I've played it some on PC and I just don't care to see other people running around in my game so and I know at some point in the game it's like I can single player for a while and then all of a sudden I'm gonna have to be
watching
finding people
run.
To play with
You have to, like, complete raids to go forward or whatever, something like that? Or group quests, whatever.
Probably.
It would be. Sure, right.
I don't know why it would be an MMO if you didn't have to.
Right.
Like, if there was a switch that you could just toggle and say, nope.
Never.
Nobody else.
Never that.
Right.
All right, so that they blew by that real nice and quick. It was
good.
Nice.
That sounds like they know their audience. That's good.
And then they pretended to wrap up the show without talking about Fallout.
Right.
And then they showed a lot of Fallout.
They didn't say one more thing or anything, right?
They did at the very end.
Yeah,
like, but in a joking way.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, all right, guys, thanks for coming. And then, like, you didn't want to see anything else. People, like, booing, booing. It was cute.
Okay, that sounds fine.
It was not offensive to my sensibilities.
It wasn't? Okay.
But the Fallout looks pretty
good. It was all gameplay they showed.
Yeah. Mostly.
I heard something good about building up the world around you. Something about crafting was really cool.
Settlements. Well, there's two different things. There's the settlement stuff where you're making kind of like little areas to protect and
you have a town kind of
build up.
Yeah.
It's similar. It's kind of like an extension of that add-on they had for Skyrim where you could like build your house.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But
yeah.
Now you have to like build defenses and stuff.
Okay.
As well.
Get attacked by raiders.
So like your toggle for multiplayer in MMOs, is there some way to turn that off so I can just play Fallout 4 and not have to worry about my house getting raided?
It's optional.
Well, this is optional. Okay. It's like they said there was a few areas in the game that you could do this and you could like build up and everything. But it's not other people coming. It's just like.
But you earn. They said like by building up the settlements, you attract trade like good quality traders, and you can get like the best loot.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But then there was also a crafting system for the guns, which there was like 700 different attachments or whatever, something for the guns.
That sounds like something I'd be into.
It was one of those videos where you're just watching it and they're just switching out all the parts. Like,
did they say anything about the vault dweller you play as?
It's either a dude or a girl.
I know that. Did they say if he or she is from the pre-apocalypse era?
Yes. It starts off and it's pre-apocalypse.
Ooh, so you play the pre-apocalypse. Yes. Yep. That's very exciting.
Yeah, a little bit of it. Okay. A lot of that's the tutorial, like you creating your character and getting all the stats and everything.
Sure.
So instead of, I guess like in Fallout 3, you did the whole part that you were
in the vault. Right.
This, it seems like you're doing that part.
In the house.
Before you go in. Yeah, in that the house.
Okay. All right.
It seemed cool.
Seems like it could add some color. There's a lot of color in the vault part in Fallout 3, so that sounds like okay.
Yeah.
Took your goat.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the combat. They said they really wanted to make the third person combat better, and that you could play it, you know, with the VAT system, with just third person. VATS is back. It looked good. I mean,
did they show the VAT system?
Yeah.
Is it different at all?
It looks similar.
A little different, but
it looks like a game, whatever, 8-10 years later than the last one.
Sure.
It looked, I don't know, like more put together.
More put together?
More peas.
So like when you played like Oblivion comparatively with the game before it, there were some pretty big differences, right? Like in the same way, Oblivion to Skyrim. There were some pretty big differences in combat and the menus, whatever, right? Like is there like anything really different about VATS that would be really noticeable to somebody who loved Fallout 3?
I couldn't tell just from what they showed.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's the same basic principle of
percentages for parts of body and whatever. Yeah, right.
It's the same thing.
Gotcha.
They did have. Oh, they announced the Pip-Boy edition of the game.
It comes with a Pip-Boy?
It comes with a Pip-Boy, but you slide your smartphone inside of it.
I'm so worried you were going to say that.
And it has an app.
Sounds about right.
That actually works as your Pip-Boy in the game.
Okay, that's cool.
So
you can wear it
while you're playing.
Yeah, okay, all right, that could be cool.
And you don't have to have the Pip-Boy, like, it's just a standalone app as well.
Right.
So
it's free.
Then you could just tape it to your wrist.
Right.
Okay, yes.
And save $60.
Right.
Yeah.
And they also announced another game, right? Fallout Shelter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an iOS game or something.
And it's out now?
Yeah, out now.
It's not out now. I tried. It's not. Almost.
People were playing.
By the time this is out, it'll be out.
Yeah.
Yeah, free. It seems like a little Sims type of thing.
It looked cool.
Yeah.
Got a good reaction from the crowd. People seem to really like it.
Like free?
I mean, extra Fallout stuff. That's cool. Fallout, I don't know, like Fallout, the game itself is a lot of fun to play, but the stuff that's best about Fallout is just like the world of Fallout, right?
Yeah,
that's exactly. Not even walking around, like the color, like all the goofiness of it. Like there's so much style
they got that
and flavor
in there,
you know?
They got that in there.
So that seems like a good extension of it, you know? Like you could extend it to iOS and it wouldn't have to be VATS and everything else. It could just be that stuff. But cool.
That was pretty much it, I think. Right?
Yeah, then they gave us toys.
Oh, yeah, right.
Figures.
What are those things called?
They're Funkos. They're Funko Minis.
Funkos?
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one called like Mini Mates or something?
Yes.
They all look the same. I don't know. I'm being.
I think that's their competitor.
Yeah, these are Mystery Minis from Funko.
Okay.
So they're smaller than the regular Funko Pops. But
Funko Pops. Okay.
Yes.
Don't worry, Wombat. We're sending you one. So we're sending you mine.
You can just give it to him in person.
I will. Right. That's probably what I'll do.
I'm going to keep mine.
Yeah.
Those are pretty neat.
Yeah, they're nice.
Why don't you describe what are they?
They are, there's a power armor from Fallout. There is a demon from Doom.
That's quite a demon. It's like a bunny demon with a missile arm.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
He was in the footage they showed.
They're like chibi versions of,
yes.
Not cheapy, chibi, yes. Right, to be clear.
And then there's the girl from Dishonored, which I haven't learned her name yet.
She might be a woman, you know.
She could be a woman.
She does look like a girl in this image, though, in fairness. She looks like about 12.
She was...
young.
She was young.
I'd say she's 19.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
At least 18.
She's legal somewhere.
Great. Fantastic.
All right. Anything else?
Clarify that.
Till tomorrow? Can we get some food or something?
Let's get some food. Can we still play ping pong?
Let's do that a different time. Yeah.
All right.
It might be too late for that by the time we get food and everything. I need my beauty rest.
I'm going to write about Super Mario Brothers.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Ben, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we will see you tomorrow.